live around the globe. It's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network. At 800-387-8025. That's 1-800-387-8025. Visit us online at rmworldtravel.com or follow us on Facebook and Instagram at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome aboard Hour 2 of RM World Travel, everyone. It's now just a little bit past 11 a.m. Eastern Time, actually 11:06, we want to be precise. Today, Mary and I, we're coming to you live from the Water's Edge Resort and Spa. It's a Preferred Hotels and Resorts-aligned property here on the southeastern Connecticut shoreline in Westbrook. If you want to get out the map to check that out. Listen, we thank you very much for being here with all of us wherever or however you're tuned in today as we cover everything and anything in the world of travel with you. Since Emma Ferraro, she's already here with us and ready to go, we're going to, Mary, so let's go ahead. We'll give a quick highlight of what's coming up for
we'll
hour two.
And we'll get to Emma in a minute. All right, we had a busy hour one, didn't we?
Yes,
and we're
we going to
have a, it's going to be no different for hour two today. Coming up after the break, Janet Serra, who's been a part of Connecticut Tourism for over 30 years, and Peggy Roberts, president of the Greater Mystic Chamber, will be here live with us to discuss this area of Connecticut and why it's a popular destination for travelers. Rudy will rejoin the program to talk with Shannon Albrecht about nanny options to consider with kids at Disney parks. We'll have a wine cellar installment with Steve Jarzabek, Nicholas Carey, and Rudy that focuses on a few bottles from the Connecticut Wine Trail
today. Had a good time doing that this week.
And Chris O'Connell, the VP of Operations at the nearby Foxwoods Resort Casino, will join us the end of the hour to wrap the show and discuss how they're basically how they're recovering from the coronavirus shutdown, what's open, what's not, and how they're welcoming travelers
yes,
again.
Yes, correct. All right. So right now, though, joining us here at Water's Edge Resort and Spa is Emma Ferraro. She's responsible, working with the team, for all the weddings that happen here. Mary and I arrived last Sunday. There was a wedding of Marines. A couple of gentlemen
yep.
was a Marine
mm-hmm.
was getting married. Last night there was a wedding here. It's
yep.
clearly a happening place. So, Emma, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
It's great to talk to you today. So, yes, just right here to our right by the water's edge mm-hmm. here, literally, the wedding took place. It was they had a lot of unexpected guests watching and taking photos. It was lovely mm-hmm. to see. So, as Robert and I have been exploring this area and the property, I mean, this is a lovely area right in front of the water to get married, but there are some beautiful spots around this property for weddings. Very picturesque. I think it makes for great wedding photos, different areas up high here as well,
yep.
overlooking the water. So talk to us about the weddings in terms of the different sizes that you offer and things.
Yeah, absolutely. So we actually have three ballrooms on property. They each hold different capacity sizes. So we really can accommodate weddings anywhere from like 10 people all the way up to 300 people. So there's something for everyone.
What's the micro wedding?
So the micro weddings is something we started doing this year, and
okay.
it's kind of just a condensed down version of what a regular wedding celebration would be for our couples.
Mm-hmm.
It's COVID compliant
right.
with, you know, what the state of Connecticut restrictions are right now. So we still are able to give them a special day under the circumstances.
I was talking to yeah. Steve the other night, mm-hmm. And Steve, folks, if you're just tuning in, he is the hotel manager. We had him on last hour. He'll be coming up again when we do the wine cellar segment at the bottom of the hour. And Steve said the governor of Connecticut has changed things as of October
yes.
8th, but right now I think it's 85 people total for a wedding, but that includes your band, that includes the servers, that includes everybody who's going to be. So you really have to count each person right now.
Yes. So inside we can have up to 25 people for private gatherings. But again, that also includes staff, your
right.
vendors. So we're telling people maybe keep it between like 20 and 22 people, depending. Not everyone's going to.
Or you say, listen, you can have 23. But if you want to like wait 3 hours for your meal, we'll just have one person serve.
right.
That's an option for people.
Right.
Too, right?
You
so
know.
We got
to
go.
All kinds of ways to get
yeah,
creative.
Again, something for everyone. You
or
know?
Some people might say, you know, skip the wedding, just give me the gift. I'm on my way to the honeymoon. But, you know, anyway, that's,
right.
that's kind of fun.
Yeah.
So I mean, listen, you have an interesting background because you were telling us during the break that you come out of the radio, the media background. You did that wasn't really for you. You found out weddings mm-hmm. was a better place for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, really, what What do you find about this property that's unique? We understand you've been coming here for years. You've lived in the area. So try to tell people around the country, you know, a little bit about it.
You know, what makes Water's Edge unique is there really isn't another venue on the shoreline like it. A lot of people will compare us to say, like, this is like a resort you'd find in Cape Cod, or like, it doesn't even feel like I'm still in Connecticut. And it gives you everything you need. You're outside for your ceremony, you're outside for cocktail hour, and then you have a beautiful inside private reception area. All your guests can stay here. You don't have to worry about, you know, should I leave early so I don't get home too late? It's just very comfortable. We meet a lot of people's needs of what they're looking for. So, and, you know, I would say for the area, we're pretty reasonable in everything that we offer. So that's why we really are something for everyone. You're home away from home, and it's just beautiful. I'm like,
well, I will just say, Mary, I'm sorry. I was going to say, folks, I mean, I realize we're radio. If we had the TV component, it would help. But we will be posting a bunch of photos of the remote so you can see exactly what we're talking about. If you just go to the RM World Travel Facebook page, or if you want to go to rmworldtravel.com, and in the upper right-hand corner, if you're on a desktop, you can just click on Facebook, and we'll put
there's a
in.
Photo up right now we're broadcasting, actually. So, Emma, as Robert said, when we were talking to you during the break, you left a rigorous career. You had said to us, oh, I wanted to do something that, you know, put a smile on my face and on other people's faces. So let's talk a little bit about that, because wedding planning, I would think, could be fun, but could also be a little challenging. You're working with couples. It's a very emotional day. It does cost money. What do you enjoy about working with the couples and helping them see that their day is as special as it can be?
We try to be as, you know, communicative as we can with them. You know, this is their special day. A lot of them, you know, they have had a vision for this day for years and years and years. So it's so exciting to, when they walk into their ballroom and see like that we put their decor out like in a way that they love, or, you know, the way the tables are set, and see them light up, or just see their guests' reactions and, you know, telling them how great everything is.
I mean, listen, you're in the happy business. Who doesn't want and in the world we're living in right now, I think everybody listening out there would sign up for this. I mean, it's a good thing. Really quick, we only got about a minute. So, the off season here, holidays, just give us a paint a little picture of what you guys do then.
Have holiday parties, birthday parties, celebrations are still happening. We'll offer seasonal wedding packages. So obviously you can't do a lot of the outdoor stuff because Connecticut's freezing. So we still offer very nice celebrations for people that want to have a winter wedding. And we're here year round. Always something going on.
Well, listen, Emma, we very much appreciate you joining us today. I mean, the week of the weather that we've had this week has been spectacular. As we look out here over the Sound, again, another great day ahead. And as I said earlier, being in the happy business is a good place to be.
Yes.
So thank you very much for joining
thank
us today.
You.
Appreciate
that. Thanks,
Emma, we really appreciate you joining us today. Thank you. All right. Well, that music tells all of us that it is time for us to take a quick break. Up next, we're going to talk with two more local experts. One is a Connecticut tourism expert, and the other runs a nearby chamber and travel bureau. Our live RM World Travel remote from the Water's Edge Resort and Spa in Westbrook, Connecticut, continues in 3 minutes.
Yes, it does.
To join Robert, Mary, and Rudy, call 800-387-8025 or follow us on Facebook and Twitter at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.